Hello, my friends. This is Stefano here, also known as Slandy on Audio Boo. It is Monday, January 7th, 2013, and this is a quick reply boo to Mac McColgan on his earphone dismay boo. I just listened to it, and I'm not sure how to approach this because I have a very clear idea of what I want to say, but not how I want to say this. But let me just jump into it, okay? Mac, you mentioned that when you plugged your Sony headphones in, you didn't hear the sound of the water. It didn't seem clear. And when you then used your earbuds, your iPhone earbuds, the sound was much clearer, right? You could pick up the water. Now, my question to you is, now you did mention around three quarters, almost the end of the audio boo, that you found the bass was clearer. Even then, you said the bass was clearer, not necessarily deep. And that's, I think that's where the whole trick is. I think your ears are interpreting the fact that your Sony, your iPhone earbuds are giving you higher frequencies than your Sony headphones. I think the Sony headphones that you have might be giving you a more even spectrum or a more even sound level across the frequency spectrum. So you're hearing low frequencies as well as high frequencies, whereas, at least in my experience, the Apple earbuds tend to augment the high frequencies and kind of, yes, the bass is there, but it's never a deep throbbing bass. It's just kind of a punchy little bass, and which makes sense because the earphones are so small. The surface area just can't produce a deep bass like would a pair of headphones, especially ones that sort of encase your ears. I don't know if the Sonys in and of themselves are isolation headphones, because that plays too. Whether they're isolation headphones or what they call, open air headphones, which still cover the ears, but they're open. The back of the headphones are open, so that again tends to color the bass. I'm only talking about the bass, lower frequency spectrum, and how it comes through. So what you might be interpreting as muffled sound may not be in fact muffled. It might just be sort of the natural spectrum that you should be hearing, the frequency spectrum across the board. Unfortunately, from what I've seen, most recordings today tend to be thinner, tend to be more trebly, because people tend to listen to music either on headphones, earbuds, through small computer speakers. I'm trying to think of other devices that people use. I was going to say car stereos, but in many cases, car stereos have a really deep resonant bass, especially the higher end models. But so I'm tending to think that most recordings, and again, this is my own opinion. You know, people can not flame me. People can certainly contradict me, and that's fine. This is from my own experience and from having listened to different types of music on different devices over the last 20, 30 years. I tend to find as time goes on, the music industry and the recording industry tends to favor higher frequencies. So we're all sort of attuned to consider higher frequencies the norm and associate it with the quality, right? Being able to hear that distinctive sound of, let's say, like you said, the water, you know, the water feature that you have at home. Now, let's not neglect the fact that now with your Zoom, you're picking up a lot more ambient noise and lower frequency, the lower part of the frequency spectrum. It's picking that up as well. And you may not be used to it. I know when I started listening to the first few recordings on your Zoom, I noticed a distinct difference in your voice. Your voice sounded different. In fact, your voice sounded, I thought to myself when I first heard it on my headphones, and my headphones tend to be very bassy, I'll just call them like that. They have a wonderful bass frequency response. And when I heard your voice for the first time on the Zoom H2, I said, that's what Mac really sounds like. If I was sitting across the table from him having a cup of tea, that's the voice I would hear. And not, believe it or not, not what I've been hearing up to now on most of your audio booths. Because for the first time, there was intonations in your voice, certain aspects, a certain, pastiness. Okay, I have no other word to describe it but that. A certain pastiness to your voice. It's the same thing when I went from using either the iPhone's microphone, built-in microphone, or my earbuds to my new microphone when I was doing my octavers. I noticed a huge jump, and the voice I heard is basically the real voice I have. Although that's hard to say because whenever you talk, you hear part of your voice through your ears, but part of it is also through your cranium, through vibrations through your skull. So it colors your own voice. That's why a lot of people don't like the sound of their own voices, because they're not hearing that the skull or the cranium vibrations, and therefore they're not getting that coloring, and they'll all say the same thing inevitably. Ooh, that's my voice. I hate my voice. Right. So anyway, all this long-winded thing to say that I wouldn't necessarily blame the Sony headphones. It could be that it's your earbuds coloring the sound and getting you that clarity only because they're not reproducing the low frequency spectrum. And it could be throwing you off. So you're thinking, oh, I don't hear the water, therefore the headphones are no good. No, it's because you're hearing the lower frequencies and they may be overshadowing the high frequency water feature. I don't know if I'm making myself clear. Again, this is my own opinion, not having actually done any experiments. What I could do is take the recording that you did in Audio Boo and listen to it on my earbuds and listen to it on my headphones. I was listening to it on my headphones, which I've said are particularly bass friendly. And I distinctly heard the water feature, but I could also hear that the road noise, the rumble. I heard the gate wonderfully. There was just it's so rich. The sound is so rich that it loses all that tinniness that you get with the earbuds. Now, I don't have the new earbuds, so I can't compare, you know, the original iPhone earbuds to the new earbuds. I mean, maybe there's a world of difference there too. But this is just going by what I know and what I can fathom might be going on with that frequency spectrum. What I would probably need is the raw audio that you recorded. If I had that raw audio, then it wouldn't be colored by the compression, by the flat compression on Audio Boo or by anything else. I would get it straight as you recorded it. Maybe you could do that at some point. But anyway, this is just my two cents I figure I'd throw in there just to sort of help you out and give you another angle on this. Don't necessarily blame the headphones. Try other headphones. Try listening to it in the car. Try different things to see if you'll hear different parts of the recording using different listening devices. That's what I'm saying, I guess. Anyway, take care. And take care, everyone. Thanks for listening.